MGM will likely miss a deadline for constructing part of its $950 million casino project in downtown Springfield, Massachusetts. An MGM executive told the Massachusetts Gaming Commission at a meeting Thursday that while the resort casino remains on schedule to open in September 2018, the 54 apartments MGM has pledged to build to help further revitalize downtown Springfield won't be ready at the same time.
Housing isn't going to be open at the time that the project opens, which is already a bit of a disappointment.
Gaming Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby said MGM is required to deliver on the housing as a condition of its casino license and host community agreement with the city of Springfield.
I don't want there to be any misunderstanding. If something goes wrong, we will not be happy because we are. This was a critical element.
Initially, MGM planned to build apartments on the 14.5-acre site of the casino, but was forced to abandon those plans when the project underwent a major design change 2 years ago. The host community agreement between MGM and the city calls for the development of 54 market-rate apartments within 1/2 mile of the downtown casino. Last year, MGM purchased from the city for $600,000 a historic building at 195 State Street that most recently was the school department headquarters and announced plans to build apartments there. No construction has taken place at that location. City officials have encouraged MGM to invest in the redevelopment of a long-vacant, 6-story former hotel building at Court Square, about a block from where the casino is being built. That property at 31 Elm Street is owned by the Springfield Redevelopment Authority. The agency designated Opal Real Estate Group as the preferred developer of the site. The company is reportedly attempting a mixed-use redevelopment. Seth Stratton, MGM Springfield's vice president and general counsel, said talks about MGM's involvement in the project have dragged on, and he asked the gaming commissioners to be patient.
We understand the urgency to come to some, get some decision from the city and then kind of line up our obligations as soon as possible because the clock is ticking.
Crosby said he's willing to tolerate some further delay, but warned there would be, quote, dire consequences if the housing part of the project falls through.
My dominant message is, because it's the two of you together saying we're in this together, the city's committed to this as well, please stick with us, I'm inclined to say yes.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno issued a statement declaring his commitment to redeveloping the 31 Elm Street property, even while conceding it has been an albatross around the necks of his and earlier administrations. He described it as a, quote, very complicated bear of a project. Sarno also quoted from an Urban Land Institute report from a number of years ago that said the redevelopment of 31 Elm Street is the linchpin of transforming downtown Springfield. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.